You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo.
To elect the next president of these United States of America. And he is going to make sure we are protected and our rights as Christians are protected that has been taken away by the Obama administration.
That's South Carolina pastor Mark Burns welcoming a crowd of 3,000 Trump supporters at a rally in Bloomington a couple of weeks ago. That video, by the way, courtesy of Patriotic Populist. We're not sure how many among that rally that day would call themselves evangelical Christians, but one recent NBC poll says Trump is winning almost 40% of the white evangelical Christian support. But how much support is there really among the evangelical Christian community for Trump? That turns out to be a not-so-simple answer and something we're going to tackle for the rest of the 21st for today. Pastor Burns is going to join us in a minute along with Moody Bible Institute Professor Clive Cragen. But before we bring them on, let's get some more context on what it means to be evangelical and why polls have varying degrees of support for Trump. So I'd like to welcome Richard Clark. He's the online managing editor for Christianity Today magazine based in Wheaton, Illinois. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, great to be here.
So I think we should start this conversation with a simple question. How do you define evangelical?
That is theoretically a simple question.
It's actually
pretty complex, and part of the reason is because there's been a lot of discussion around that recently. At this point, I think the thing I'm most comfortable with is defining it by belief rather than behavior or things like belonging, so how you describe yourself. My feeling is that what makes an evangelical is what they believe, not the fact that they call themselves evangelicals, which is a big difference, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so do most polls ask people to self-define then?
So, yeah, most political polls in particular will ask, you know, how do you call yourself an evangelical? So they're based mostly on belonging.
Mm-hmm. And you all have a Barna poll that takes a little bit different tack on this, right? Because you ask some fairly rigorous questions, 9 questions to be exact. What kind of questions do you ask people to see if you, and as you said, to get at what people actually believe versus how people label themselves?
Yeah, so those questions are basically revolving around things like church attendance, morality, the ideas of like, what you believe about Jesus, what you believe about theology. And that one in particular combines behavioral things with theology, with belief. So it is extremely, it's extremely sort of limited in scope in terms of how it defines an evangelical. It definitely provides a better picture of what a typical evangelical would be like. And then from that allows us to extrapolate all sorts of things they would, you know, say, and then we can associate with evangelical.
Mm-hmm. What kind of questions, like what questions would you ask someone about Jesus, for example, or maybe about how they believe or maybe how they look at the Bible?
Yeah, the idea of do you believe the Bible is the highest authority for what I believe? The idea that only those who trust in Jesus Christ alone as their Savior receive eternal salvation. Those are sort of the beliefs that are fairly limiting, right? Like, those are things that I don't know if all of those people that would call themselves evangelicals would, when it comes down to it, say, yeah, I believe that, if they were asked by a pollster.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're asked if they're an evangelical, they might say, sure.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I thought was interesting in your Barna poll is there are groups of people who are Christian who say they're not evangelical, but they say they're born again. So, and those are people you found who support, in your polling, those are the people you found who support Trump.
Yeah.
But what does that mean if you say you're evangelical, but you're not evangelical, but you are born again?
Right. That's a really good question. I think there's a lot of people who are uncomfortable with the term evangelical because, maybe largely because of the ways it's been presented in political polling. One interesting thing that I would point out is that whenever we see evangelical in sort of the public sphere in polling, it's presented next to the word white. So it's white evangelicals who are presented as, you know, largely Cruz and Trump supporters and Rubio supporters sort of equally. That and largely Republican, right? But there's, of course, if you look at the NEA, the suggested sort of NEA National Association of Evangelicals, and the Lifeway partnership poll, they found that actually like 44% of African Americans fall as evangelicals compared to something like 36% of white Americans. So there's actually like a big misunderstanding, I think, in terms of the difference between someone who calls themselves an evangelical and someone who believes evangelical, has evangelical beliefs.
Right. And really quickly for you, two last questions for you. First, what percentage of, and then do we even know, it sounds so squishy, what percentage of people who are evangelical represent part of the voting electorate overall?
Sorry, say that question again.
So what percentage of voters would identify as evangelical in the American voting population?
Would identify as evangelical, uh-huh. Probably something like 70%.
70% of the American voting population?
Off the top of my head.
Okay. And then, so then I guess my last question to you is, obviously, you work with a major Christian magazine. I feel like you have an eye on this conversation about particularly Donald Trump in particular. How do you see, I mean, do you see, where do you see his support lying in the community just based on your knowledge of the area?
I think that among evangelical leaders, what's really clear is that it's very, very low. So among Protestant pastors, for instance, which is a really easy thing to determine. that's
right. There's no question about figuring out who's a Protestant pastor. Okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that 5% of Protestant pastors are Trump supporters, according to some polling. And the thing that I would say that's most clear to me is that when I talk to people who fall in this category of evangelical Christian, they are not a voting bloc. They're not a group of people who agree. I would say it's about half Republican and half Democrat at this point. I would say, you know, a lot of those Republicans are differ quite a bit on what they're looking for in a presidential candidate. And I haven't, one thing that has happened over and over is I really have a hard time finding evangelical Trump supporters. It's just a tough thing to do. And especially ones who are leaders among evangelicals.
Well, thanks for joining us. That's Richard Clark. He's an online managing editor of Christianity Today, a magazine based in Wheaton, Illinois. Joining us now are two guests on the line. One minister who you just heard of, who does very clearly support Donald Trump. He's the pastor of the Harvest Praise and Worship Center in Greenville, South Carolina, CEO of the Now Television Network, and who you heard earlier welcoming the crowd in Bloomington a couple weeks ago. Pastor Mark, thanks for being with us.
So happy to be here.
Also on the line with us from Chicago, Clive Craven. He's a professor of intercultural studies at Moody Bible Institute. Clive, thanks for being with us as well.
That's my pleasure.
Pastor Mark, you were just listening to that conversation. I just want to make clear to our listeners, you do self-identify as an evangelical Christian, correct?
And I do. I do. I sure do.
And what are your priorities as a Christian voter? Why are you so vocal about your support for Donald Trump?
Well, you know, there are several things. Number one, Donald Trump has been very clear on his strong defense of the Christian faith, in which, in today's time, we believe the Christian faith has come under major attack, especially from our federal government and with our sitting president, who has declared this is no longer a Judeo-Christian nation, when in fact the majority of Americans, as you just said, identify themselves as Christians. And so not only that, he has a strong stance for same-sex marriage. He believes marriage is between one man and one woman. And he also is a pro-life, and which I've coined pro-babies, candidate. He loves babies. In today's time, we have, and especially within the African-American community, over 14% of abortions were done by black women. And that makes up about, since 1973, about 15 million black babies have been killed. I'm a strong believer in pro-life.
So, Pastor Mark, would you say those are your priorities as a Christian, as a Christian pastor and a voter? Would you say that abortion and those abortion pro-life issues are your number one priority as a voter? Where would you kind of rank them if you could give me your top three?
Well, I rank, obviously, marriages, I think.
Okay, same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm. Marriage is a caricature of our relationship with God. And so right now, the government is redefining what marriage really is. And I think that is the number one issue with many evangelical voters and Christians alike. But also abortion, it ranks right behind it.
Clive, what about you? What are your priorities as a Christian voter?
If I think about a Christian voter, while I share convictions with regards to some of those things, my priorities would probably lean more towards issues of justice, issues of freedom of religious expression, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you've said, and I mean, you have issues that concern you about Donald Trump, and you think those are issues directly involved with your faith. What are they?
Well, I think for evangelicals who have historically been voted values in terms of character and decency and things like that, it seems to me, and I don't think I'm alone, that Donald Trump has demonstrated a low level of decency in terms of language and mockery of people and things like that. And so I would say that while I may not... I'm concerned that somebody would be have those kinds of ideas and attitudes and be so free with them. I just think there's a lack of virtue and decency there.
I wanted to bring up a question that a comment that we got on Facebook. And Pastor Mark, I wanted to direct this to you because as we were talking to Richard about this before, about what tends to be the difference oftentimes on this issue between white evangelical and black evangelical support. And Pastor Mark, it seems like you are sort of the rare African-American minister who is supporting Donald Trump. This is the comment that we got from Alicia on Facebook. I think there's a racial divide on evangelical support, and I think that's telling. Is there something about the intersection of whiteness and evangelicalism to interrogate here? My opinion is a sizable segment of white Christians are more interested in being white than they are in being Christian. Pastor Mark, what would you say as an African-American who supports Donald Trump? An African-American Christian, obviously.
Well, again, I think the racial divide obviously goes way beyond just political political desire. In my case, you know, again, I'm from a very strong Southern black African-American family who has deep roots dealing with racial division, et cetera, et cetera. And even right now, Sundays are still in the South, still, even now, the most segregated day of the week. My church is one of those rare churches that bring races together, but in most cases, church even now is still racially divided. And so when it comes to voting, how it translates, what the black families that I'm connected to, many blacks are also more outweigh being black more than being Christian.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, Pastor Mark.
I was right there in the middle of the meeting when we first had the meeting with Donald Trump, and all the black pastors who came there and privately, many of them was in agreement, but then publicly they were not in agreement because it became more important to be publicly black versus publicly Christian.
Let me ask you, Pastor Mark, because we just have about a minute left, so I want to ask both of you just this one very simple question, which is some people say that ministers shouldn't be involved in politics at all, and I wanted to ask just both of you really quickly your thoughts on that. Pastor Mark?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm an American first, I'm just a human being. I don't think I'm standing up in the forefront using my title or my office. Even though I am a pastor and a minister, it is not my title that I am using to influence. I just use my character and who I am as a person. I don't put on Christianity. I am a Christian. You know, I don't go to work as a minister. It is who I am. It's my calling. And so they're all in one. Of course, in the civil rights movement, pastors and leaders led the social injustice movement. Christianity within the black community, pastors in the black community were heavily involved in the political.
Thanks for that, Pastor Mark. Let me just stop you there. So Clive has a minute to respond also. Clive?
I think that if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, then as followers of Jesus, we should be speaking and interacting and processing in all parts of life, and not just, quote, within the church. And it's because it's who we are wherever we go, not, as Pastor Mark said, it's our identity. I think pastors should speak to it and challenge people to.
Thanks for that. That's Clive Cragen. He's a professor of intercultural studies at Moody Bible Institute. Pastor Mark, pastor of the Harvest Praise and Worship Center in Greenville, South Carolina. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me on this Good Friday.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Have a great holiday weekend. Have a good Easter.